Hello?
Hello, I am calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am both.
Thanks. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
36.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
4.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
I'd say more.
And is that much more important or somewhat more important?
I'd say much more.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
You said not counting how I previously voted?
Yeah.
I'd probably say Democrat, more left-leaning.
A Democrat. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
A not very strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And is that strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
And thank you so much. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. And I can mention you creating more jobs and raising wages, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, protecting abortion rights, combating division and racism, improving K-12 public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, border security, or reducing crime. You can tell me two that you think are the most important.
Inflation and reducing crime.
Inflation and reducing crime. Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. And starting with Jill Stein.
I'd say 50. I know that it is. It's a Green Party person.
Thank you so much. And now Joe Biden?
75.
Thank you so much. Sherrod Brown?
95.
Okay, thanks. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
10.
10. And Democrats in Congress?
50.
Thanks. Republicans in Congress?
0.
Thanks. Kamala Harris?
25.
Thanks so much. Tim Scott?
Who?
Tim Scott.
Oh, Tim Scott from Florida. 10.
10. And Bernie Moreno?
I don't know who that is.
Thank you. And Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
No, it's Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. And if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden is and his administration are doing?
Yeah.
Would you say a lot? Some or only a little?
I'd say only a little.
Only a little. Thank you. And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less.
And is that somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you so much. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards the Biden administration?
Support for Israel and concerns about his age.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it again?
Support for Israel and concerns about his age and his ability to do his job.
Thank you so much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he is doing?
Yes.
Would you say a lot, some, or only a little?
Some.
And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
And is that... is that more, somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you so much. And have you, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Seen him in court, seen him be found guilty of 30-something felonies. Him speaking about his campaign speeches, him talking incoherently, him talking about his VP selection process, and I know he has a debate coming up with Biden, so I'm talking about that too.
I'm sorry, that he is talking against Biden, or is another thing?
Yeah, he has a debate coming up with Joe Biden. He's talking about that now.
All right, thank you so much. Now, I would like you to read you some what some others have have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose two. And I will start with rising crime and violence, stagnant wages and rising costs, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community.
I pick one.
You can tell me two that you think are the most are the biggest threats to the African American community right now.
I'd say the rise of white nationalism, and I would say I think the rise of white nationalism and Trump, they kind of go hand in hand, so I won't say Trump being elected because Trump is a white nationalist. I'll say the rise of white nationalism and crime.
And crime. All right. Thank you so much. And for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. And on this case, growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you. Do you think that Trump can do it much better, somewhat better, or Biden can do it somewhat better or much better?
I'll say, I don't know, honestly. I'll just say Biden, somewhat better.
Somewhat better. Thank you. And now, implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Do you trust more on this that Biden can do it somewhat better or much better or Trump?
Yeah, Biden, much better.
Much better. Thank you so much. And protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Biden, much better.
Thank you. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Biden, much better.
Bringing down the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
Biden, somewhat better.
Somewhat better, thank you. And securing our borders.
Trump, somewhat better.
Somewhat better. Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable, much less favorable.
Thank you so much. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree with it.
And is that strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felon charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree, very much so.
Is that somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Probably every day.
I'm sorry. This is very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I say often.
Often. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? In this case, you can select two. And I can mention you TikTok, Facebook, Twitter or X, Instagram, YouTube, or is another one?
Facebook, Instagram.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school education.
I'm sorry, did you say high school graduate?
Yeah, high school graduate, yeah.
Thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I do not.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Majority of my neighbors are white.
Would you say nearly all, more than half? About half, less
more than half.
More than half.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Would you describe it as urban, suburban, or rural?
That's urban.
Urban. And where one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And by last, were you born outside of the United States?
No.
And, well, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I do not.
All right, and in that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.